Right, well, yesterday, George Brandis announced that there would be an inquiry using the Australian Law Reform Commission to investigate Indigenous incarceration rates here in Australia, the amount of Aboriginal people behind bars. He said it is a national tragedy. Now, I don't know. This is going to be an interesting discussion I'm about to have, but you need to listen to the reaction of a man who actually advises the government on Indigenous matters. Okay, Warren Mundine. He is the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council Chair, and Warren Mundine. He responded on Sky News to the announcement that there would be an inquiry into the amount of Indigenous people in jail. Here is his response to the government that he advises' decision to have this inquiry.
I don't know who the dickhead is who actually thought up this incredible, brilliant idea. It's just a total waste of taxation money. It's going to have no end. I actually could tell them what they need to do, what the inquiry needs to do. I've got a whole council out there that needs to do it. I just find this a joke, and I'm getting sick and tired of the crap that is coming out of this government in regard to the Indigenous affairs concerning incarceration rates in regard to the juvenile detention area. Here we have every few weeks an Aboriginal woman is being murdered in Aboriginal communities. The domestic violence is just rampant. The police are saying this. The courts are saying this. Every Aboriginal person out there is saying this, and they just sort of waffle on with a whole lot of rubbish, quite frankly. And it's about time this government got its act together in this area.
You get the picture? He doesn't think this inquiry is worth having because they know a lot of the answers already. Okay, now there's been some strong reaction to what Warren Mundine has had to say on this. I was listening yesterday to another radio station, the ABC, and a local Indigenous man called Craig Somerville, who just poured scorn on Mundine's words and even tipped that he would probably be apologising for it today. Let's find out what Dennis Eggington, he knows full well how many people are behind bars from his own people are behind bars. He is the CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service of WA. G'day, Dennis.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
You just heard what Warren Mundine said. Is that the sort of response that's responsible when the government seemed to want to address Indigenous incarceration again?
Well, certainly it's very abrasive. I guess I was a bit shocked to hear the tone of his language as well. But
where does it come from, do you reckon, mate?
Well, maybe just because they're being sidelined. Government yep. aren't listening to them, and he's feeling out of place. I don't know. He's a hard character to pick, this Mr. Warren Mundine. I've known him for a long, long time. And, I mean, his credibility now is built on jobs and education, and anything that steps outside of that those portfolios or the discourse around those two, I think, offends him. And but once again, I mean, he's in the same boat as what he's preaching, which is that nothing much has changed, and it hasn't certainly changed since his council's been in place. Things have got worse. So, I mean, people need to look in the mirror a bit, I think.
All right. Do we need an inquiry, Dennis, into why there's so many Indigenous people behind bars?
Well, we've had a Royal Commission. And, you know, here in WA, we had a wonderful project that was run by our own Law Reform Commission many years ago called Aboriginal Customary Law. It was about how to blend the two laws and to help reduce imprisonment rates, but also, and so I think that on one level that a lot's been done, but if nothing's worked in, it's not going to hurt. I mean, the thing about it is that you would hope that it concentrates at the very front end of the problem where our families need fixing and good government policy, and if that's what comes out of it, then I think we'll all be pretty happy. So there is a lot of room for improvement. Things are getting a lot worse for Aboriginal people right across the country, not just in imprisonment rates. And I mean, how dare Warren Mundine try to convince everyone that jail, that all the Aboriginal people in jail are there because they beat their wives and that's just absolutely ridiculous. And he knows that, and I know that, and everyone that works in the justice area knows that the judiciary know that. vast majority of Aboriginal people there for a whole lot of other reasons, socially constructed crime, which is a breach of our human rights, right through to, you know, crimes of poverty and disempowerment, you know, curfews, which pick up 75% of Aboriginal people. These things aren't to do with domestic violence. They're to do with the way that society sees and treats its First Nations peoples, Gary.
Yeah, OK. But the government surely are already aware of that, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but what it is, it's about the relationship. And, you know, you can't stop people from being angry and upset and have that history unless something's done. You can't just lock people up to try to make them comply and be a part of general society. You've got to include people. You've got to stop marginalising people, and you've got to give Aboriginal people their rightful place at the table. And there's some of the fundamentals, but of course you're overcoming generations of disadvantage, generations of people who have suffered from the trauma of being removed from families. I mean, these are the things that we know are triggers for helping people, moving people into the criminal justice system with poor education and poor health outcomes. So these historical things.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, so you referred to the Aboriginal deaths in custody in 1991. You know, I think it was 14% incarceration rate of Indigenous Australians, now 27%. Generationally, there was, you know, a view that things would change. It's not, is it?
No, and people soon forgot about the Royal Commission, and people didn't implement. I don't think there's either a state or territory that fully implemented every single Royal Commission. Had they done that and upheld it and put money into it and resources, maybe it would have. We would have seen an improvement. But we attempted a reconciliation process which didn't work as well. And I think that there was good intent from everyone, including the concept of let's build that relationship, but it wasn't built on equality, fraternity and justice. It was built on this idea of reconciliation. And most Aboriginal people I know were very scornful and wary of reconciliation. As you know, it's basically people saying, well, what is it that we need to do? Why do we need to reconcile? What have we done wrong? You know, what have we done to deserve the way that we were treated? And why does history try to hide it? Why does Australia not move to have a better relationship, you know, a new social contract with its First Peoples, a treaty, for instance? And they're some of the real big fundamental problems that we face, and mundane by just saying that that we should be concentrating on domestic violence and stuff.
It certainly got a reaction from you know, commentators like Andrew Bolt, who are saying Mundine's right. You know, Mundine's right. The last thing we need is another inquiry, because everyone knows the answers, and the answers are the dysfunctionality of Aboriginal families and communities, and they're even throwing up and using the Bill Leake cartoon to say, you know, that cuts to the chase. That cartoon cuts to the chase. It's Aboriginal families that take no responsibility for their kids and so on, and now with Mundine saying it's divided, you know, the opinions again of Aboriginal community, like yourself, you're at odds with what he's saying. Who, you know, for people listening to this now, what is the way forward? I mean, no one seems to know, and including the government, because they've got to have another inquiry.
Well, there's plenty of examples around the world where there's some good ways forward, and that, like I said, is to stop being some patronising, paternalistic society that prides itself to in the international eyes as being a benevolent country to its First Peoples. The real gain will be when Australia owns up to the past, accepts it, and that's why Section 18C of the Equal Opportunity Act is so important to keep in place. It's a tool to change attitudes and change behaviours over a long period of time, so that at some stage Australia can say, yes, we did some terrible things to Aboriginal people. It doesn't cut the rug by just saying we're sorry. Let's do something serious about bringing these First Nation peoples back to their rightful place in this country, which is we ran it for 60,000 years plus. We should be still a part of running our own country. Particularly, I feel that way as a Noongar man. There's no reason why our Noongar nation, is not working with the state government and local shires to run our own affairs in our own country and helping the shires and state government to run their affairs in our country as well. So these are really important issues at heart that go down to a true relationship, a true meaningful relationship and a partnership, not just a relationship, but a partnership with First Peoples. That can be done by a treaty or single treaties with different groups.
And you reckon that'll make all the crime and the issues of dysfunction and social issues go away?
No, it certainly won't make them go away, but it'll give us a chance to work on them ourselves and deal with them ourselves. Lots of people for a long time, including great Australians like Fiona Stanley and Fred Chaney and others, have been trying to convince the rest of society that it's Aboriginal people themselves that have got the solutions to these. Doesn't matter what policies government put in place and government come up with, they're always going to fail because it's us that understand our own mob better.
Well, maybe on that note, you and Warren do agree to some extent. Dennis, I appreciate you joining us.
Always a pleasure, Gary. You're a great show, mate.
Good on you. Dennis Eggington there, CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Service, reacting to Mundine's rant. It was a rant. There's some level of agreement there, but generally speaking, the way that Warren Mundine has gone about it has been condemned. He continued on. This went on for about 15 minutes when he was talking to Sky News yesterday. Here's a bit more.
Well, look, I tell you what he first should do. He should call George Brandis and Nigel Scullion into the Prime Minister's office, bang their heads together and tell them to go out there and come up with a more sensible idea. Then he's got to get on an aeroplane and actually go out into these communities and see what is going on and actually talk to the women, talk to the men, talk to the kids and see and get the feedback from there. Because this is just so frustrating, the whole Indigenous area at the moment. I just find it is just floating along. It's coming up with nonsense conversations, come up with ridiculous recommendations, and this is a joke, a complete joke. And I think the Prime Minister needs to get control of it, otherwise it's just going to go down the gurgler.
Righto. So Warren Mundine, I'll repeat, he is the head of the Prime Minister's Indigenous Advisory Council. Does this make his position untenable? He completely and utterly disagrees with the need for this inquiry and the way that the government has gone about it.